Good evening. My name is LaVarne Williams. This is the Pacifica Foundation National Finance Committee meeting. Today is Thursday, November the 29th?
Yes.
2007. And we're meeting at the committee of the Pacifica Foundation, the Finance Committee. And what we have today is a meeting that will propose to last until about 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And what I'd like to do is to start with a roll call. Our Secretary of the Committee, Terry Goodman, is here, and we'll ask him to call roll.
Dave Adelson. Absent. Barudi Bediako.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Jane Gatewood. Absent. Terry Goodman is here. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Mike Martin. Absent. Sandra Rawline.
Present.
Bertold Reimers. Absent. LaVarne Williams.
Present.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 present. Looks like we've constituted the quorum.
All right. Thank you very much. And we sent out an agenda. So I can go over the major items on the agenda, and if we'd like to comment, we can, or suggest changes, revisions, updates. Okay, the agenda includes the roll call, approval of agenda, I'll add, approval of minutes, the next meeting, the CFO report, which includes major items, income and expenses, year-to-date actual versus budget, all units. Includes fund drive length, WBA, the item B, WBAI recovery plan, and included in there, BAI, National Development Director. Item C is basically the status of the motions that the PNB passed in order to monitor WBAI. Item D of the other PNB motions, finance-related motions, referred to Finance Committee. Item E, National Office Mail Jobs. F, the Affiliates Budget. Five, and then the next major item, 5, is Financial Policies and Procedures Manual, just basically to go over the status of that. But also on there was our issue are on the station build-back policies. And the next major item is new business and then adjournment. So are there changes, revisions, updates? I would like to entertain those now.
Terry?
Yeah. Terry?
Yeah, one more set of minutes to add to the list that I'll want to propose approval of, and that's for the last meeting on October 25th, 2007.
Okay, thank you. Lonnie?
Some of the agenda items I'd like to move to strike.
Okay, please.
We have a long agenda. I'd like to move to strike the national mail drops. I have that in the WBI report.
Okay.
It's the whole history of the national office mail drops.
Okay.
And it's there. Station build-back policies, I would move to strike. We haven't had any discussion on that, and I don't think we will get very far on it. I can talk about sort of how that works, but I don't think that we're ready to do policy. Under new business, I don't know what 6A is, resolution to increase annual membership fees. Number 6B, I think the board is taking that up and has dealt with it or is going to be dealing with it as an item directly because there was a motion made to the board. And we're in the process of implementing it. And I would move to strike item F. Nicole is not ready to deal with that one. And
is that 4F?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would put a question mark on financial policies and procedures on as a procedural issue as opposed to a discussion issue. Either we move it forward in its present form to the PNB, and that would be the motion that I would propose. Either we would move to forward it unless we believe we need to review it again, which I would hate to do. But I would send out to folks the latest version of it. And then I'm not clear about what PNB meeting policies is. That's something I'm not clear about. Like, what is that item?
Basically, it was a question if Oh, actually, it's a proposal that the PMB meeting checklist be turned into a policy.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember that one.
Which it has not been.
Did we discuss it at the last meeting? And I think we did.
Okay. Is there any comment, questions about the suggested changes?
Are you moving to strike all of item 5?
Okay. Except for the financial policies and procedures manual, I do think we need to have a discussion to move that item to the PNB or not move it to the PNB.
Right. Well, then it's on the agenda in order to accomplish it.
Yeah. I'm not saying strike 5.
So just strike the sub-items.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comment? Okay. So I will ask our secretary then what our agenda is with the items that Lonnie Hicks, our CFO, has suggested that we change, revise, or drop.
What's your question?
Oh, just the agenda now. Okay, I can do it. Okay, we're dropping the affiliates budget. National Office Mail drops. You'll cover that with the WBAI recovery plan. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll drop 5A and B. And the items on the new business will drop A and B. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there any other change? Revision? Shall we entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
Okay. There's been a motion to approve the agenda. Is there any discussion? More? Or is there any objection? And then so moved. Okay, the next item is the approval of minutes. And Terry has listed, and I'll let you take this. There were a couple of, I know I had an action, which I know I didn't do. There was something you needed from me, I believe, which I didn't supply yet. And I'll check that out if you can remind me what that action was.
Okay, am I recognized?
Please, Mr. Goodman.
Yeah. I've gone through the minutes that we have had posted in the archive section of our Yahoo group and added maybe one or two that I found, went through and determined which ones had been approved in a meeting that we have a record of and which one we don't have a record of there being approved, and figure that the one of the last meetings of a committee ought to try to get all outstanding minutes approved. So, I am moving approval of minutes that have been there a long time for people to look at, even if they haven't, and in order to get them approved so I can post them on the Pacifica website, which I now have ability to do. So, I'm moving approval of the minutes of May 5th, 2004, January 11th, 2005, February 4th, 2005, February 18th, 2005, March 4th, 2005, March 28th, 2005, June 3rd, 2005, June 10th, 2005, September 18th, 2005, October 13th, 2005, December 1st, 2005, March 20th, 2006, May 4th, 2006, June 18th, 2007, which was a joint meeting with the Audit Committee, September 26th, 2007, and our last meeting, October 25th, 2007.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
Terry, did you send those out as part of an email, or are they on NetFinance, and that's how you access them?
Yeah, the recent minutes I sent out as in email. The older minutes have just been in our meeting archive file storage area for a year or more.
Okay. So if I wanted them all, can I check with you offline so I can get the full set? I think my access expired or something like that for that finance.
Yeah, I can send them all to you.
Oh, thanks, Terry. I move to
and they will soon be on the PacificaFoundation.org website, although it'll take some time.
Thanks, Terry. That's a lot of work. Move to accept.
Yeah, I moved. Any objection?
I'm sorry.
Wake up.
I'm sorry. I had to step away just for a second. I had something I had to skip out. But okay, so the minutes, were there any objections or? Well, I'm sorry, Lonnie, you had a point. That shall we again entertain a motion to approve?
Yeah, I think Terry did. If he didn't, I did.
Yeah. I'm not gonna vote against. I'm just gonna abstain because I don't remember. I don't even know if I was on the committee at those times. Some of that early days.
That's Baruti.
Yeah, that's Baruti.
I'll record your abstention.
Yes.
Sandra, it's my understanding that even though minutes are approved, that they can be amended at any time, even after their approval. If somebody finds something, a glaring, mistake or whatever, that it can always be amended and corrected. So I vote to approve them.
Okay. Is there any other statement, concern?
This is Brian. I'll abstain for the same reason, but thank you for pulling it all together, Terry.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, shall we record the vote, Terry and Mr. Goodman? Two abstentions?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go to approve. Okay, thank you very much. Next, are we ready to move to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the next meeting. And I'm going to the calendar now, the Pacifica calendar. Let me ask Lonnie, in terms of the request that we'll talk about tonight, when do you think that we would need to meet again to review any budget updates?
There are budget updates. Budgets in the network have changed. And I'm in the process now of talking with business managers about the implications. So, and we're sort of waiting for Nicole to be able to go through all these budgets. So I think we need to plan two meetings if we could. One would be I'm away starting on the 12th. I'm going to D.C. for this event. So that would mean a Tuesday meeting on the 11th would be one possible date.
Okay, we have an archive meeting on that date. Are there any members on the archive committee who are on finance? And then that's a question of whether John and our Otis can handle the two. So if that's a potential, the 11th and the next date?
The only other suggestion that I have is we assume we could meet in January, on the 8th perhaps, assuming the holidays are difficult. Willing to meet, but I don't know if we'll get quorum.
Okay, you're gonna have to get someone else to confirm a meeting past the 15th of January, and not me. So,
I was thinking we'd get you on the 8th.
I see that. Okay, let me just move over to the next month and see what we have. The 8th of January, a Tuesday. Okay. There's a meeting on the 11th. Is there any reason why we can't meet on the 12th? No, we can't meet on the 12th because I'm going to Houston that week too. So you're saying the 11th?
The 8th of January and
the 11th of December.
The 11th of December.
Like I said, there's an archive meeting. Now, I don't know if archives usually make a quorum or not.
The 10th is good. I'm happy with the 10th. But the 12th is, I'll be traveling on the 12th, likely.
I'll put in December the 10th and January the 8th.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone has any kind of know of a conflict at that time? Okay. All right. So our next meetings are scheduled for December the 10th, January the 8th. December the 10th is a Monday, and January the 8th is a Tuesday. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And the next item on the agenda is Lonnie, if you could just talk about the major plan to discuss tonight, then changing to. I like the music, but it's a little loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to put the phone on. I forgot this office phone has a music. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I had to step away for a second.
Okay, thank you. So, if you could just go over the major items you plan to touch on, then maybe we could comment and ask if you could include a couple of other items, if that would be okay.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so can you proceed?
I'll be brief. Well, the things I would cover is where we are likely to end up fiscal year September 30, 2007. It is part of my CFO report. And I would just give an idea of how we will likely end last fiscal. The auditors are in next week. They'll be here for a week. And we're getting ready for that audit right now. Just a few comments on what happened last fiscal year in terms of the major drivers. I've compared that to previous fiscal year, so you can see that all that information there. And the rest of it I put in terms of what happened last year, at least from my point of view, at each station. Then I would move right on to this fiscal year, and I would be pointing out two or three different things. One is that we have to do some budget updates because of several factors. One is that we lost CPB funding. I've been negotiating with them, hoping to avoid that loss of funding. To $159,000. It affects all stations, mainly for two reasons. One is that Pacifica has lost audience, and when audience numbers go down, the revenue from CPP goes down. And again, well, second reason, different for each station, but some stations don't meet the CPP criteria. There are five criteria. One is that every station must have a community advisory board, and this is their strictest rule. If you don't have a community advisory board and can't show minutes and meetings, you lose all of your CPP funding. No questions asked. It's a really strict rule.
Exactly.
The other criteria they have is audience criteria. That is, in order to get a maintained minority status, as opposed to your base allotment, you have to have at least 35% minority audience. And they use the Arbitron data for that. Some stations don't meet that criteria. The third one is staffing, which is that each station must have 50% minority status full-time, not part-time, but full-time, minority status 50% minimum. And the third criteria, fourth one, I guess, is that each the national board must be minority majority, which is to say 50% minimum, and that would affect funding. The last one is that there is another funding formula where if their money, or that is to say the allotment they have, goes down, or if the amount of money that's raised in the community goes down, in this case, listener support. If the listener support figures stay flat or go down, then that affects your funding. So those are the major drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Plan to go to D.C. The 12th of December and talk to them about it. But they're pretty strict. If you don't meet the indexes, then they don't. They generally do not budge. And, of course, as we go into the year, it's more and more difficult to get them to change their stance. The other window that's critical is that their take for staffing happens between January 1st and January 30th. So the money for next year is impacted by what the staffing pattern is going to be January 1st to January 30th. So I'm saying to stations, please, by all means, look at your staffing pattern as it will exist January 1st through January 30th, because that's the next window that will affect next year's funding. So that's critical. And so we will have to update the budget, which will involve revenues being lost. And
do you have, not now, I'm not going to ask for it now unless you have time,
But do you have this, like, on a spreadsheet and show the status of each station for these five criteria?
I don't have the five criteria written down, but I do have the dollar impact on each station. I can do the five criteria if you like, but...
You know, just so, I mean, if we have that, then we can see, I mean, the staff would need to see that as much as the board in terms of see where...
Yeah,
you know.
We're working with staff on it. They're aware.
Okay,
but I will write it up, though. It would be good to have it handy.
And then maybe show, you know, the change from prior year.
Yes, I have that, too.
Okay, so
in fact, I can send that out right now. Change from prior.
I can understand things better when I see them. That would be great.
I'll send out the change from prior years right now.
Okay.
Can I send it? Here it comes. Okay, and I'll do that.
Okay.
And then other areas that are impacting these budgets many times are out of date from the time you do them. Other impacts for, and it's all different, right? Of course, would be the fund drive. And I'll just give the fund drive results right now.
You have that also on the spreadsheet?
I have it written down, which I can send out, yes.
Okay, that would be great.
I just sent out the CPP grant amount comparing the last
all
4 years. So folks,
oh, good.
KPFA, anyway, I wanted to just sort of talk about the fund drive results for the first drive.
Okay.
WBAI, $817,000 on a budgeted goal of $850,000. WPFW, $506,000 against a budgeted goal of $558,000. KPFT, $327,000, I think against $350,000. KPFK, $1,085,000.
I'm sorry, you said that. What was the goal for T?
Well, some folks said it was 320, but the budget that was passed by the LSB was 350, and that's never been 320 as far as I can recall.
Okay.
KPFK is $1,085,000, and that's their goal. They're a little slightly over. KPFA is $832,000 against the goal.
42.
842. No kidding.
Well, it keeps coming in on the web after we close it.
That's right. You keep coming in. 842 against, I think, the budgeted goal was 780. So what you do want to say about it is everyone, these numbers are not easy to reach, as all of you probably know. And many, if not most stations, had to go out 20, 21 days in order to reach those goals. So raising money is more difficult.
But you have the days also?
I have the approximate days. I don't have the exact, but I think everybody went out 20 to 21 days.
KPFA was 17.5 days.
Did you go 17? No.
Oh, we started on a Tuesday. We ended halfway through a Friday.
Okay. I think WBAI Baruda, I think, went 24.
I'm sorry, Lonnie, what did you say?
I think WBAI went 24.
The days, I don't know. The 817 number, that's the same number that I had, but I know that doesn't include any website generated revenue.
That's
just on there, and our business manager's on vacation, I think, for 6 weeks, so I'm not sure when we're going to get the website numbers. But
yeah,
the number of days, I don't remember, but the 817 is the number that I do know from on air.
I think they also will go up because they have some unredeemed pledges, and they spend about 40, 60 hours calling those folks, and the anticipated revenue from there might be $20,000 more, but I don't have a firm number, so I didn't include it. But it will likely go up. Now, just to summarize, I want to summarize a couple of points.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're just going to go through the days. So W was how many days?
W did 14, 15 days.
Okay. And T?
Sandra, do you know how many days they did?
Oh, God. It was 3 grueling weeks.
No. 20 days maybe, huh?
Yeah, right off the top of my head, I can't remember. Let me look at my calendar here.
I think it was around that number.
It ended on the 11th of November, and it started on the 29th, I believe, of October.
31 days in October, or 30.
Started on believe it started on the 25th because we had three consecutive Saturdays.
30.
So, yeah, it went from, like, the 25th through
no,
the
31.
31 in October, yeah.
Halloween.
So, the 11th, the 21, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, plus 11. 8 and 11, 19 days.
Okay. All right.
So, anyway, some summary points, and then you can ask questions. We only are going to realize in September 30th, 07, $487,000 before depreciation. That is way below what our budget was and way below what our monthly expenses are. You know, we have a guideline where we like to have the network and stations to end up with a month's reserves. If you don't have a month's reserves, you can see what it tastes like to every BAI. It's terrible. It's really difficult. What that means is that after depreciation, when you look at the audit, the depreciation expense will be deducted from that 487. What is that number? 365 or so. The network will show about $130,000 surplus, 140 maybe. So it depends on what kind of adjustments the auditors make. That's not a great showing. It's one of the poor showings we've had. If you look back over previous years, I've had 4 years of audit figures in my income statements. You can see how it looks. It's not the end of the world, but what it does mean is that the problem doesn't go away with that year just because it ended. That shortage of cash or shortage of revenue carries over into this new fiscal year, FY08. And when you look at the budget for FY08, we already, in October, have hit with a revenue shortfall already of $150,000. And then you look at, I'm looking at October expenses. I just finished October. You see that four stations that did not have 1 month at the end of September 30th, they naturally had to use October proceeds to pay September bills. With October proceeds, we're not able to be available to pay October bills. So we have that problem continues on. How bad is it? Combining, relatively poor performance from last year, plus some revenue issues for this year, even as we're just 2 or 3 months into the year. Well, we have financial issues. And I'll have some recommendations for the board, and I've tried to start out some of those at CFO, but in my CFO report, but I'll give you three. Three critical drivers at the end of my report for Pacifica over this next year are, one, that WBAI is in a critical situation. They've made numbers that are close to dry, but their unpaid bills from previous years, their legal bills, and the legal issues that threaten the network as a whole are a critical driver. The lawsuits we face are, at this point, not in these budgets. And if a major settlement, a major lawsuit, $100,000, $20,000, and, of course, that's a tipping point for us. And an additional expense that's not currently in the budget. So, item one, WBAI. Item two, legal bills. Item three, staffing. We are, at Pacifica, have higher staff salaries than we can afford. And in the revenue situation, our revenue is flat and not rising. We may make our revenue goals, but remember, for many stations, they reduced their revenue goals. $780,000 for KPSA last year. They reduced their revenue goals from $850,000 to $950,000, which they had been able to do several years ago. But less revenue is less revenue. And so you have to match up those expenses with that reduced revenue. Same thing is true with WBAI and other stations. So the bottom line is, if we assume that revenues will not be growing, they will be flat, if not decreasing, which we should not rule out, then our expenses will not match up. And what the number that we are short, that is to say, what we face is a possibility that the network would be $800,000 short, $850,000 short of what it needs to maintain its current financial structure. So over the next 6 or 7 months, we need to address that issue. Every station has some staffing issues.
Just a quick question, Lonnie. So you're saying we have an $850,000 exposure in the budget for Pacifica Foundation for 2008?
Yes.
Okay.
And that carries over from the shortfalls that occurred in 2007. We only managed to raise $140,000 net cash in 2004. So that lack of cash will carry through to 08. It doesn't go away. And we need $1.6 million each month in this network. That's how much we spend for the $18 million budget. We spend $1.6 million each month. Well, having come through the year with only $400,000 or $500,000 means you're really short, $1.2 million. So the effects of that will impact 08. And I'm saying that even though we've been able to budget more in 08 because we have reduced expenses at some stations, it simply has not been enough. And we're exposed about $750,000 to $850,000 minimum, maybe more. Now, if we have some gifts, so we have revenue from the potential magic of an election year, well, hopefully that will ameliorate, but it will not solve a structural deficit, and we are moving from a cash flow sort of financial situation into a structural deficit. And structural deficit means structural reorganization. But anyway, that's our exposure.
Okay. All right. Does anyone want to have anything to say until since you're taking, a break here?
I go to detail, but that's the big picture.
Terry?
We'll just do a little quick discussion before we go to the next major topics. Is that okay, Lonnie?
Yeah, sure.
Terry, please.
Does that $850 include the loss of CPB funding, or will that be on top?
It does include the loss of the CPB funding. Okay. From our current, the budget that we last saw passed by the board, I've already computed the reduction in cost, the reduction in revenue on all stations. So I have that number. I think we budgeted $1.1 million for 08. Right now, that number is reduced to about $920,000. We need $1.6. And also, we've got some carryover from last fiscal, so we get to $850,000 short, assuming we need $1.6 each month. And so, that's how we get to the number. That is, we're short. Let's just say old $700,000 to $300,000 minimum. We need $500,000 or $600,000, and we will be short with 933 against 1.6. We'll be short $500,000 or $600,000 next year. That is to say, September 30th, 2007. You get to 850 pretty quickly.
Okay. Any other comments? Just briefly, I think that we've sounded the alarms. We've tried to do some budgeting that would reflect the fact that we do have declining listener base. And, it just wasn't accepted until with some stations this year. So I think that, as a finance committee, I think we just need to we have to get the attention of the executive director, and I think we have her attention here, and to know that, that there are basics to financial planning that will not, that, you have to look at the facts, that we look at the reality before, it's almost too late to do something about them. So, we just need to really be strict and strong in terms of how we allow planning to move forward. And we cannot plan, optimistically. we cannot continue to, you know, you have to have a sustainable budget. So, and how you do that is your revenues have to match your expenses. And if there is declining revenue, declining listeners, you will definitely have to tackle your expense base. And it's that's a fact of life, I think, even for everyone's personal finances. So, other comments, or do you want to continue, Lonnie?
Well, I'm pretty depressed.
I'm depressed, I'm too.
Yeah, well,
kind of depressed and disappointed.
I think there are some things we can do, but it was pretty discouraging to have the CPB money go away that quickly, and usually we've been able to figure out a way to get the money back, but so far we have not been able to figure out a way. We're going to D.C. in December, and try to talk to those folks and see what we can do, but right now they haven't budged, and their basic response is get your audience up.
And how do you do that? Programming, huh? But let me just ask another question. So when you go to talk with CPB, do we have a – but we don't have a person lobbying or, I'm sorry, consulting with the CPB, except that when you are with our attorney in D.C., he knows people there, is he talking with them also?
Well, you know, NFCB is our official lobbyist, so Carol Pearson at CPB can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole is very knowledgeable about CPB procedures. But what they all say is very difficult to make headway with CPB if your basic audience figures are down.
Yeah.
You know, to be clear, CPB gives us two kinds of money, two kinds of funds. Extra monies, because we have, among all of the public radio stations, that an extra mission for Pacifica, which is to say they're giving us CGI monies, which is to say community monies, because we are reaching minority audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So a good chunk of the funding we get from them is because our mission is to reach minority communities, and they give us extra money for having reached that goal. That is, 35% of the audiences should be minority audiences. If we fail to reach those, then we go back to basic funding. And the basic funding is based on some other criteria, some other factors. But even your basic funding will go down if you don't maintain general audience numbers. How many folks are you reaching with the public radio message? So that's why they're funding us. So we're reaching an audience that is not reached by the commercial audiences, communities that are not reflective of those voices and those needs and concerns. And that's the rationale that they use in getting money through Republican Congresses, that these folks at Pacifica are reaching that minority communities that are not being serviced and by the majority media. So we need to, we have two missions, two audiences, the general audience, the public radio audience, the public with our nonprofit message and our educational function, but also minority audiences are also part of our mission for which we are funded. But there are things we can do, but they're going to require work. So I won't go into them now, but there are things we can do. But they're none of them are painless.
Okay. Thank you. I think so. Now, you were going to talk about the audit and also about the budget update.
Yeah. Auditors, as I mentioned, are coming in next week. And the auditor is concerned about a couple of things. But you recall that a year ago, he strongly recommended that we have the financial policies and procedures manual done. He's upset that we haven't gotten it done so far. And because he believes that we have some internal controls that really need to be taken care of at stations. And he was fairly, he was mentioned stations that he felt needed to upgrade their internal controls. A number of people, the audit committee, folks on the finance committee, board members, volunteers, all worked hard over the last 8 or 9 months to go through the financial policies and procedures manual, which I can send out again if you folks want to see it. The areas that he has identified is that people wonder, well, why is the auditor important at all? The reason that the auditor is important, aside from assuring the board that proper procedures are in place, is that if an auditor refuses to sign off on your books, for example, and say these books are not in proper order, and you cannot get your books audited, what happens is the banks, insurance companies, won't give you insurance because they can't, they aren't assured that your books are in order. So an auditor has considerable power. The IRS cares if you have properly audited books. The state of California cares. Your grant, public money, if you have public money, and we do, it's insurance to public agencies who are grantors and foundations and whatever, that you are managing those public monies in according to GAAP. So an auditor has a considerable amount of power. And that's why we try to and they are acutely aware of their power. That's why we try to make sure that they that we work with them to present our finances and our books in ways that are generally acceptable, or what we call GAAP. So that's why we all sort of tip our hats to the auditor. It's not that they are defining things that are wrong. It is that they have considerable influence if they say, I'm not signing off on your books. We've done fairly well. But here are the areas that he does have a concern over. All auditors sooner or later want your financial policies in a written down manual form for people who may be new coming to a station, or a new business manager, or a new GM, or a new board. And it's true. It should be codified. And we haven't had that. And it should be uniform across stations. And he has insisted. He said to the board when he was here last, I want to see this. I'd like to see this happening. That's why we put the time and energy in on it. So that's why I wanted to have it at least presented to the PNB when he will be there next January to see that we follow through. The other areas are cash.
Can I ask a question? Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Can we just move a motion now, or should we wait?
Happy to do it now. It would be a load off my mind.
He's
coming in on Monday. I could really love to be able to say the Finance Committee has moved it to the PNB.
Okay, well, you know, we reviewed it back in June, because I see Chair is in the minutes here. So, you know, the motion is that the Finance Committee moves that the policies and procedures manual should be adopted by the Pacifica National Board or the Pacifica Foundation.
The board doesn't have to review it all out, but they do have to receive it, and then they can review it at their leisure.
Okay. So the wording is that we move that the policies and procedures manual.
That the committee approves it.
Exactly. Very good. That the committee approves the policies and procedures manual, and would like to move it to the foundation for board approval.
Well, technically, the audit committee is the author of the document.
Exactly. Okay. So we'll just say that. Then we essentially just approve the National Finance Committee approves the. The policies and procedures manual, and supports the audit committee in moving it to the board for approval.
Yeah, getting them in there would be important.
Okay. All right. Is there a discussion, Mr. Goodman?
See if I have it. That the Finance Committee approves the draft policies and procedures manual and supports audit committee referral to the board.
Ah, very good. Is there further discussion? Is there an objection to this motion? Thank you very much.
Can someone just point me to whatever the most recent version of it is that we're voting on?
Yeah, I'll send that out to everyone.
Please, again.
Yeah.
I have it. In fact, I think I printed it out.
Yeah. I think the audit committee took out all the stuff on payroll. That's how you tell what the latest one is. They said we don't need to do that.
I'll be ready to vote on it by the end of the meeting, but I would ask that we table it for a couple items while I just check what the latest version is.
You think you're going to read it before the end of the meeting?
Sure, there will be some stuff coming up I can zone out during.
Okay.
That's a motion to postpone.
There's only a couple areas I had concerns that I need to eyeball. And I know we discussed them in our joint meeting, but I never saw the resolution. So.
Yeah. So, Lonnie, do you want to resend it? Do you have the copy, Brian?
I'm searching my email. I haven't found anything that looks like a more recent version than the original one we saw.
Lonnie, do you have it there available to send out?
I'll send it out.
Okay, Lonnie's sending it. Okay.
The other areas, if I can, I'll just go on telling you what their areas of concern are. And they're concerned about how the network handles cash at the station level.
Mm-hmm.
All auditors are concerned about how cash is handled, every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have proposed, of course, some specific procedures, which you find in the manual. They're concerned about how checks are handled, who handles bank statements, for example. They have procedures they have proposed that are in the financial policies and procedures manual. They are clear that we should not have business managers writing checks and receiving cash. It should be different people doing. And that is also in the financial policies and procedures manual.
Can I ask you a quick question, Lonnie? So, Mr. Wisdom, you've talked with Ross Wisdom, so you know these areas of concern. He knows that they're in the policies and procedures manual. You know that they're there, so you're just going over what his concerns are.
That's why they're there. He had input on this stuff.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's right.
He was an active participant in creating the.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just pointing out what his concerns may be. Remember, he'll be at the January meeting, and he will speak to his issues and his concerns, and he hopefully will bless the manual for us so we can move it forward. That's sort of the audit. What are the other audit issues? He will likely comment on the net surplus being low, and he will likely recommend that we take steps.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have his own ideas about what steps we need to take, and he'll compare, he'll tell the board what he thinks. That's sort of his job.
So we have a training in there, or we don't have a training in there, so is that an adjunct to the policies and procedures, the whole training routine, or?
I know. Yes, I think we do have orientation materials, and I'd be happy to include them. But I don't think we've planned a formal training. We'd love to do a finance orientation for new board members, at least, so they can get a sense of how all this stuff hangs together. But a coordinating committee will meet, and I'm assuming that they will plan the agenda for the January board and include things they think critical. I certainly would be recommending that we do something around orientation around finance issues so folks won't take so long to get up to speed. Okay, that's audit. Anything else that I need to cover?
I have a question about audit. We talked about, I think we passed a motion about a more detailed audit, particularly WBAI. because of various expenses. So are we doing, I mean, is the auditor or your internal audit person actually looking at WBI more closely?
Yes, he will speak to WBI specifically. He was there. He did an audit of WBI. He will speak to it. And he had recommendations about it, too.
Okay. So, and we'll know these. Will we see a preliminary report before January or before
yes.
January?
Yes. He's coming in to look at the detail when the year-end numbers finally are done. It takes sometimes 2 or 3 months for the final bills to come in. So that's why he's showing up now. And he will have recommendations on WBI.
Okay.
Anything else on my list here?
Lonnie,
did you send a copy of that manual? I still haven't gotten anything.
I'm still looking while we talk. The ones I have still has payroll stuff in it. And I know it's here. So give me a...
Does anyone have the text of what we're going to be voting on?
I'll have to try to find it in my mail.
I'm still looking at it right now. Give me a second. I just want it's the one that where the payroll stuff is taken out, and that's what I want to be sure we get. Give me a second. Meantime, anything else I can cover? Questions on?
Yeah, you're going to talk about the budget updates, the necessity for budget updates, and basically.
Yes. Well, because of the CPB, and we will have to update budgets. And the procedure is we're not going to redo the budget process, but we've started talking with business managers, and they're talking to their GMs about what the impact is on the budget update from the CPB funding. Also, you recall that three stations were given grants for transmitters, I, W, and K. Okay, but I, W, and I guess
G.
It is K.
It is K.
Pardon me?
I think it is K.
Yeah, it is K.
T already got a grant, I think.
T got a grant already. Well, that impacts the budget. And those grants go across two fiscals. While the grants were identified and we got the word in 07, the purchase of those transmitters and the expenses connected with it will obviously occur in 08. And that has to be updated because while the grant amount is item A, item B is the match money that will have to be raised, and that will be raised obviously in 08, if not 09 for some stations. ADA. And its implementation, it wasn't clearly understood in 07, but some of the implementation of the ADA issues have to be updated. That is to say, what will they cost and when? Legal, we'll be asking for Dan Siegel to update us on what the likely costs are for some of the outstanding legal cases we face, and as you recall, he did give a number on one of them in our last board meeting. That is not in fact in the budget. So those are updates that large number, that is large item that stations will have to take into consideration, and they will have to notify their LSB of what those updated budgets will look like, and then we'll end up putting out. We'll keep the old budget, but we'll end up updating the line items that these changes represent. It is, we may be under budget in certain areas, and people will have to know what those areas are likely to be and the impact on the bottom line. We overspent in elections and by $30,000, and that is an update. If the elections go on and there are follow-on issues connected with the election, then obviously there's more fiscal impact. Right now, it's $30,000. We budgeted $200,000. The election will cost us $230,000. The board did bring on election people earlier than the budget had contemplated, and they're staying probably stay a little bit longer than the budget had contemplated. And the board did approve additional salary expense for the NES and an assistant for the NES. Some ballots are going out later. So the expense is not encapsulated in 07. Some of the expense, they go over into January, especially with late balloting, and it will have more expense than anticipated. So all of these impact the budget.
Quick question here.
Sure, go ahead, Brian.
I get that the National Election Supervisor is fairly autonomous under our bylaws. I'm curious about who in the organization has the authority to hold him to whatever deliverables are in his employment contract.
Well, on the finance side, the way it's actually worked out is the board has made direct changes to the financial, to the budget. Of the election budget, right? They actually voted for salary changes for the NES.
Exactly.
So it's directly the board would be the first answer. I tend to hold the election supervisor to the budget we agreed to, and I do printing ballots. But as you can see, if ballots don't go out, or if ballots go out late, or if ballots don't go out bulk but go out first class, or you have to, you know, send out ballots for people who didn't receive them, all those little things add up.
Another question?
Well, I guess I'm curious about all those things because I thought this committee was supposed to review unbudgeted motions to create unbudgeted expenses.
Yeah, we were, except when the board did it. And when the board does it in a single meeting, it's a little tough. Because it's already been done.
But it also sounds like the timing is creating an unbudgeted expense. Some of these ballots are going out a month and a half after the deadline stipulated by the Pacifica bylaws.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deliverables are in the employment contract, but where is the accountability on those additional expenses that are generated by the way this election's been conducted?
Well, that's a tough question. Because we have, as you know, we have a situation with these elections where a strong autonomy is given to the National Election Supervisor, and where board or LSBs or even members can be presumed to have a conflict of interest if they intervene with the activities of the National Election Supervisor.
Oh, very good.
And so you have a very, very difficult and murky legal issue that are in that. The last one I'll mention is I became aware of it because a friend of mine called me up and said, you are in a real difficult situation because on the other hand, you're supposed to stay out of it. But on the third hand, no body of accountability, that is a board or whatever, can delegate its essential functions to anyone. And therefore, it retains accountability and cannot delegate what they call essential functions in the state of California. So it's a tough one. I don't know the answer to how you get around that. But it's fraught with real difficult issues. I know
yeah,
these are difficult.
It seems to me that there's also a conflict of interest if, by delaying the proceedings of the election supervisor is extending the term of their paid contract.
Yes. Absolutely. True. The NES himself or herself can be seen, if they're temporary employees, to extend their employment by virtue of extending the period of the election, et cetera, et cetera. The solution that at least other organizations KQED did away with the whole election process on the grounds it was too expensive. But other folks just said we need good, solid, clear guidelines, which spell out what is possible and not possible under reasonably foreseeable circumstances. That's a lot of work, but that's ultimately how certainly labor unions do that. They hold elections all the time, and there are very clear established rules about how elections are conducted, the union elections. So we need something like that, too.